It's Sean and Sid.
Brought to you from the First Light Home Care Studios, firstlighthomecare.com.
Hello, girl.
Hey, mama.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say long time no see, but I just saw ya.
Yep, we got to spend a lot of time together. Well, really not so much. I spent a lot of time with your dog for a week.
I more so dropped my dog off for a whole week. Uh-huh. God love you. Thank you for that. And then came back and we went to the Luke Combs concert.
Luke Combs, and I think everybody said this. Is this the way you truly felt too? Is like one of my top five concerts I've ever seen.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I cried twice because of Luke Combs. I will say part of that was probably due to tequila because that's what it makes me do. But the other part of that is Luke, I just feel like, is one of those artists that like sings from his soul. He just seemed like he was having so much fun and I loved it.
Yeah, it was amazing. The biggest crowd ever in the history of concerts at the Ohio Stadium. Amazing.
That is amazing, and holy moly, I think everybody at that concert left at one time.
Okay, that was a little scary. I'm not going to lie.
It was scary.
Yeah, everybody piling out, trying to get down escalators, that was a little
scary. Escalators stopped, everyone was jammed up.
Who saw the exit way that we all ran down the stairs? Because whoever that was.
Brandon.
Was it Brandon? Yeah, mm-hmm. Brandon said stairs, and we all went the other way.
Yeah,
You got that many people all leaving at one time. But I will say this, it was just perfect night because the scary rain prior to that, when we were stuck in our cars during a severe thunderstorm.
Only our family.
Yeah.
We got there and there was basically no one in the parking lot.
Yeah.
But we were, can I say hellbent on tailgating?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. We're driving down there, and I'm like, me being the worrywart, should we be concerned?
You were like, let's turn around. Why are we doing this? This is stupid. Why are we doing this? I'm like, because everything's in the car. We're going. We have Chick-fil-A. We are on our way.
Chick-fil-A on our way. It was such a good concert. But yeah, thank you for watching my little gremlin dog.
Yeah.
My little mole.
She is a digger, man. I mean, in the history of dog diggers, I think I could take her on the road and win some big money.
And she's just a tiny thing.
It'd be like, we planted a secret bone somewhere in this acre and a half field. We're going to release three golden retrievers. Who will find it first? I can promise you, it'll be Palmer.
It'll be Palmer. You know what? That's funny you say that. She has been digging in our backyard, and she dug something up. And I guess the guy that used to live here used to bury things, like his old pets and stuff.
Oh, God.
There's something white peeping out of wherever she was digging. So I'll keep you updated.
Like bones?
What the heck that is.
Like bones?
Or like a box or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You need to get on that, girl. I wouldn't waste any time on that.
Dig up my whole yard.
Yeek.
Oh, too funny.
Oh, so we had a very, very fun weekend for sure. Well, also, you know, it's funny when I was thinking about this with the dogs, because now it's so quiet here, right? And when we do our video podcasts, which if you haven't checked those out yet, those are on our social media. This podcast you can get obviously all over our typical podcasting places. But when you see our video podcast, you know, we try both of us to, you know, jump in the shower. I try to look like I'm not working from home, you know? So I shower up and then I'm sitting here thinking, why do I put on perfume when I'm here with the dogs? What in the world? What a waste of good perfume.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to smell good though.
Yeah, but they like the smell of butt. I mean, they could care less.
No, for yourself.
For myself?
For your own morale.
Oh, I forgot. I'm not dressing for my dogs or smelling good for my dogs.
That would be weird.
And hey, don't rule out my future here. But I know, I just sat there and I put on perfume and I thought, why in God's name am I putting perfume on? All right, anyway. Well,
so you smell like their mama.
Yeah. a little amazed that we're almost through July. And here we are, too. The back to school, all that stuff is hitting. And I gotta tell you, I get a little anxiety over back to school shopping. Did you feel that way, or are you always just so excited when it was back to school shopping time?
Oh, I was so excited. I lived for a new notebook and new set of pencils. But I would get anxiety over, you know, knowing where my classes were and how to get my locker open, that kind of stuff. What gives you anxiety?
I was literally watching some of the commercials, and then I was at Target, and people were running around, scurrying around, getting all their things, and I got anxiety over it because I'm thinking, I remember that feeling. There was so much pressure to get everything that you needed to get and, you know, make sure the kids were all excited and ready. I don't know, weird, right? So I don't think people interpret back to school the same way from a parent's side and from a kid's side, right?
Interesting. I was at Target and I was in like the dorm section.
Yeah.
I was absolutely shocked. And I don't know if this is a Philly thing. Maybe I'm poor Philly. Blame Philly. The amount of moms that were like overly involved in picking out things for their college-aged sons and some daughters, mostly sons. But I don't know. Is that normal? I guess it is.
I guess I'm really not surprised.
Maybe it's just because I, one, love to decorate, and two, I'm just like independent. I didn't really need much guidance on that.
No, you've always been very independent.
Yeah, maybe to a fault. But anyways,
Yeah, interesting.
Well, shopping's no joke.
Well, we only have a few more days if we're not going to poop in July. And if you're hearing this or seeing this, if you're hearing this in August, I'm sorry if we didn't alert you to what apparently is now a trend in July. You have, it's called Movember in November, where you let your hair facially, your hair grows, and then you do that in. And it's basically to, I think it's for prostate cancer and male cancer. So that's why they let their hair grow. Now, why in the world we wouldn't want to poop in the month of July? I don't know how to attach that to any kind of good thing.
Oh my gosh. This trend, it's gone viral on TikTok. Has over 112 million hits.
This makes no sense.
It's literally gone viral. And these people are, I guess, pretending. I mean, I don't think I've seen a story yet of someone in the hospital because they've actually tried this. But it's a trend where they're pretending that for the month of July they have not pooped. So it's like day. I can't even believe I'm talking about this.
Are you kidding? They're
day
acting
27
out?
Of no poop July.
How does this happen? Who are these weirdos?
Weird young boys.
They're going
viral because they're so ridiculous. Like they pan the camera over to themselves and they're sweating and red and their veins are popping out.
First of all, we know that there's not one young boy in the world who doesn't just revolve his life around a poop. I mean, that is a boy's rite of passage, right?
Or one that can control when he passes those.
Oh my God. Well, I'm glad that month is almost over. What are we going to do then for August? Hold our breath. What are we going to do for August?
We'll think of something.
Stuff is so weird.
Don't trim your nails or something super gross.
Oh gosh. Well, you know, one of the other things that's very bizarre is what you tripped on, and that was the latest dating term, which when you mentioned it, I kind of like I peeled it back a little bit and did a little recon on it, and I'm thinking, kind of get it.
kind of get it.
But it did peel also. It kind of picked the scab off of some other kind of dating terms and they're really kind of emotional things that they've now categorized when it comes to dating. So the first one said, say what that is.
Yeah, and I've heard this, but probably only within the last 2 years. The term is the ick. The ick.
The ick.
Yes, I-C-K. Basically means it's a little thing that your significant other does, or maybe someone that you're just starting to date that just turns you off. You're like, boop, not attracted to him anymore. And it's a thing. People get the ick. I mean, I can probably think of a couple that would be... But it's as silly as, like, you know, his backpack is too full and it's hanging really low.
Or... I really have nothing to say to this right now.
What?
I see how it happens. And does it happen because you don't want to be in a relationship and you you pick at the ick?
Yeah.
Are you
yeah.
picking at the ick? Is that what happens?
Well, it's funny about the ick, too, probably, because there's typically very, like, minute things that you're looking, you know? It's like little pet peeves that people have. And I'll be honest, I think usually it's females that have the ick over males.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Like, yours would probably be someone that farts in the movie theater.
I'm sorry, that's ick on top of ick. That's like ick squared, right? Yeah. If you are a farter in public, I don't think anybody would say, oh, she's so picky, she can't be with anybody. No, I just can't be with a farter. And I don't think that's a bad thing.
No.
Okay? But ick... I think, to me, when I read this too, it was like you kind of create scenarios that, to anybody else who's in a long-term loving relationship, they would go, it's really no big deal, right? But if you're in that jumping off place early
right.
on and maybe you're not ready to commit or maybe you're not even ready to date, I don't know. That's when you pick at the ick.
Right, right. I think a big one for me would be like if they're rude to wait staff something.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not even ick. I mean, that's, like you said, kind of a no-brainer. Ick is like little mannerisms and just tiny little triggers that make you not attracted to somebody.
You know, it's so funny. There are so many now labels for all these things that we probably just would have said, he or she is just not good for you, you know, prior to this. Now everything has to have a title, right? Like
right.
the ick. Okay, so there are some other dating, I guess I would call them relationship red flags or something. So this is like relationship 101. I want to throw out some scenarios. I'll give you, if you're ready to take a little quiz, I'll give you four titles. This was on USA Today about what these things could be. You know, and these are things that are now labeled like a thing. And you decide which category you think these fit into, okay? Here's
right,
the scenario.
Let's do it.
When your partner doesn't tell their friends about you or post pictures of you on social media, is that A, ghosting, B, pocketing, C, hiding, or D, shooing?
Pocketing.
It is. It's pocketing.
They're pocketing you.
They decide how and when they are going to share who you are with who they know.
I've never heard that, but it makes sense. I
yeah.
like it.
Okay. When the person you're seeing only texts you sporadically and not regularly, are they A, breadcrumbing, B, nogging, C, trailing, or D, fubbing?
I'll say breadcrumb because I like it.
It is. Leaving okay. just enough little breadcrumbs here and there just to keep you interested. Huh. All right. When your partner undermines you and then gives you backhanded compliments as a form of flirting, are they hardballing, blubbing, negging, or mocking?
Ooh, hardballing.
They're actually negging, which I've never heard of. And that's like negative, like backhanded compliments. Like, wow, you wore that? I guess, you know, something like, yeah, not many people would be that bold to wear something like that.
Ooh,
so it's
yeah.
those kind of nasty backhanded compliments. Just for the record, get rid of somebody like that if you have somebody like that. Okay. And then let's see, one more. When you're first dating and you are totally infatuated and very attached to them, is it like, limerence, longing, or lust?
Hmm. Like.
You are right. I like them. Do you like them?
That's or like
do you
playground like, talk.
Like them? Isn't that interesting?
I love it.
Yeah, so those are some little fun titles. Like, I need more to worry about here in the dating world. That's good. All good stuff.
Just start throwing those terms around. Quit breadcrumbing me.
Breadcrumbing? Yeah. One thing I think is very interesting anymore is, you know, I'm not a cat person. What? Look at the hay bale. send.
Ding, 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 ding.
I'm not a cat person only because it's just I'm a dog person. Always been a dog person. Raised that way, always will be. We tried the cat thing. That didn't go so well.
No kidding.
No kitty.
Should we elaborate on that?
Yeah, go ahead. Elaborate on that.
We had a cat. It was actually a divorce present to me. Lucky me. More drama. She turned out to be absolutely possessed. Like, she was sick. Something was not right.
Yeah.
She was pretty good in the beginning, so I decided to name her Cuddles, which is quite ironic looking back. And she attacked us. She picked off one family member at a time, and that was the end of Cuddles at our house. So,
well, it's just, here's the thing, and I know people adore their cats, and I have friends who love their cats, and I think to myself, we just got a bad cat. We got a bad rap because we had a bad rap cat. So, I mean, I would like to know that there's a cat that just comes up and is just like all lovey-dovey with you, but I've never experienced that ever. All right, so here's the deal. I didn't look for this, people. It just fell into my media post today. Cats classified as invasive alien species by Scientific Institute.
What? This seems a little harsh.
This is in the New York Post, okay? It's been confirmed your cat is just a stinkpot troublemaker. That's the thing. Respected Scientific Institute, Polish Academy of Sciences, has officially classified cats as an invasive alien species. The study headed by whoever this is found that the damage that cats cause in terms of hunting, killing birds, killing other wildlife was enough to justify considering the animals as invasive alien species.
Aliens.
Yeah. The public is in an uproar. The public is so upset. And the public now is like, how dare you about my cat? The scientists told the AP the public can be as upset as they want to be by what they say are false accusations, but that the Institute now is backing their claims. They're doubling down, and they're saying that people should get feral cats euthanized.
What?
Because they are so detrimental to other animal species.
Like, what else is on this list? What other kinds of animals?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I don't see the whole list.
Because I would
think,
like, raccoons have to be on there.
But I think the whole point is, yeah, it's more feral cats. It's not your kitty, you know? But
it's definitely Cuddles. I mean, she falls right into that bucket.
Cuddles was psychotic. But here's what this guy says. Make no mistake, labeling cats as invasive is a preferred first step in a broader strategy of killing. Okay, this is what the people who are trying to say don't do this. Killing them in huge numbers through ghastly cat huntings. Okay, we're hoping that will never happen. But
yikes.
When I read
this.
Just
took a turn.
I know. When I read this, like, how could you even classify a domesticated animal this way? But I'm not sure. Do you ever totally domesticate a cat? Can you? I don't know.
Yeah, I think you can. I mean, define domesticate.
Like,
totally make them.
The cat wants nothing other than you. You know, like when you're with a dog, they're like, dirty, 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 dirty. You know, that's a dog. But a cat is like, might come over there. Not sure I want to.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, even if you call them, they might not come over to you.
And then they'll come over for a millisecond, right? And then they go do their thing. But yeah. I guess if you think about it, there are a lot of people who are like that. We are either dog people or we're cat people, right?
Yeah.
So in general, you're either like our family, dirty, or you're like a more standoffish family who doesn't want anything to do with dirty durs, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I see what you mean there.
I've never had that situation like with a dog. Like a dog will lay on your lap, right? And right. just lay there all night long and just be happy as can be. I've never had a cat like, although I know people do that. So I don't know how I feel about all this right now. I'm really conflicted.
I can actually name a couple cats that are domesticated.
Like top to bottom. Really sweet. Yeah. Lay on your lap kind of cats.
Well, no. They're domesticated to one person, their owner.
Hmm.
So define that. They want nothing to do with anybody else.
Do you think cats are like loners and they just have to attach to one person?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, they play favorites.
That's very interesting. I don't know.
All right. On this episode of Cat Talk.
I know. And please don't send your hate mail here. Really, send it to the Washington Post, the New York Post, the yeah. Associated Press, and whoever the guy is from Poland who decided that they are now feral creatures. So hopefully cat lovers won't hate us now.
And if you do.
Oh, well.
Shoot.
Life goes on. Life goes on, right? Give yeah. us a break. We give you a break. Your cat's walking on your kitchen island right now where you put your food. So.
That crossed the line. On that note.
I'm kidding. I had one. I know how they work. They wait until you leave the house. And then they walk across your food. Do. I had a cat. I know this. Anyway,
that's good stuff.
Just get a big old fat dog. They can't get up there. That's what I've got.
Beef them up.
All right, girl. Well, I love you. Let's thank our sponsors. We could not do it without them.
No, we could not. Thank you. Thank you to First Light Home Care, the Wesley Communities, North Star Family Dental, Avola Lanza Hair Studios, and Merle Norman at Polaris. Boom. We love you and we thank you.
Mm-hmm. Have a great week, everybody. We'll be back here next time.
To all you people out there, we appreciate you.